This is the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Here's something new for South Africa. You can now borrow money through AuquanTrader using your cryptos as collateral. Here's something else that's new. The annual interest rate payable on these loans is 5.5%, and there are no monthly repayment obligations. And there's no credit vetting committee like you would find in the bank. You pay the loan back when you feel like it, or not at all, just as long as you continue to service the interest. You heard that right. You can just keep rolling the loan from 1 year to the next. More and more people are starting to realize that cryptos are something that you never want to sell, especially those that take the view that cryptos are at the start of a long journey to the moon. That being the case, it makes more sense to hold rather than sell your cryptos. And if you need cash, why, you just borrow against your cryptos as collateral. But as always, there are some risks. Your collateral will get liquidated and a penalty fee of 12% applied should the price of your Bitcoin, Ethereum, or whatever else you're using as collateral drops to 60% of your loan to value ratio. And as we have seen, that happens quite frequently. Welcome to the brave new world of decentralized finance, where all sorts of financial products and services are being offered outside of the banking sector, which raises a few questions. What does the law say about a non-bank player like AuquanTrader offering loans? What are the risks? And who is this aimed at? Well, joining us is our old friend Richard D'Souza, who is the CEO of AuquanTrader. Welcome, Richard. This is pretty big news. And if I'm not mistaken, you're the first to offer collateralized loans using cryptos as your collateral. You're the first to offer it in South Africa. You can, of course, take loans on decentralized platforms like Uniswap or PancakeSwap, but you're doing it right here in South Africa. The first question is this legal? What do your lawyers say about this?
Kieran, thanks very much for having me on the show. I'm always happy to share my opinions and views on cryptocurrencies. As you know, I'm very passionate about this topic. To answer your question, yes, we are the first in South Africa to offer collateralized-based loans, and we are very proud of this financial offering. As far as the regulators go, obviously at this stage, regulators are mute on many, many of the regulations around cryptocurrencies. So our attorneys have advised us that to the best of what they understand, this is something that is we are allowed to do. We can continue with it. And we, of course, as you know, work with the regulators on a regular basis, and they are aware of what we are doing. It should be stated that we are not loaning money as a bank would. You know, it's more we are giving loans against people's collateral. So there's never a risk of us granting a loan to someone that can't afford the loan, and it could be more in line with sort of what Cash Converters is doing. They're giving you funds against your assets. In addition to that, of course, we are lending cryptocurrency against your cryptocurrency assets that is used to back the loan. So we're very excited about this product, AuquanTrader, aiming to offer our clients a financial toolbox where they can do a host of financial tasks within one platform, that being AuquanTrader.
Okay, how does one go about making a loan? Just take us through the mechanics of it.
Kieran, as a lot of our clients know, it hasn't been launched to the broader public at this stage. You have to know exactly where to go, and by watching my YouTube channel or asking our support staff, you will be given access to a link. So once you have that link, we've entitled this product Easy Loans because really that is how simple it is. It's a couple of clicks of the mouse. Let me just take you through a quick example. Let's say you needed funds to repair your motor vehicle and you didn't want to sell your cryptocurrency because you are of the belief that cryptocurrency is going to continue to grow in value in the future. You could go to the Easy Loan link. That link will become available to the public in the next couple of weeks or months. Once you're there, you simply click it. If you wanted to lend, let's say for argument's sake, 10,000 Rand, you would need to put 20,000 Rand worth of cryptocurrency up as collateral, and you could take out 50% of the value. That you could take out in XR, and it's not a difficult process to convert that to Rand and withdraw to your bank account. We've given 50%, allowing our clients a 10% buffer because that loan would be liquidated at 60%. At this stage, it is not our intention to liquidate any loans, but obviously it has to be put in place as a protection for Old Contrader and the company. But if your loan was in danger of being liquidated, we would then try and communicate with our client, failing that we would just proceed with the liquidation, and that would be a 12% penalty. Some things which you've already pointed out, which are very good to know. There's no loan application process that needs to take place. If you have the collateral, you are able to take the loan. There are no repayment schedules. You can pay that loan back whenever you want to. Obviously, if you wanted to get access to your collateral again, you'd have to pay the loan back. And by simply servicing the interest, or not even servicing the interest, if the price of the cryptocurrency continued to go up, you could just let that loan roll from 1 year to the next.
Okay, just to point out, XR is a stable coin against the rand. So it is the crypto equivalent of the rand. So you're actually borrowing an XR, if I understand you correctly, which you can then sell on AltCoinTrade and convert that into normal rands. Is that correct?
Kieran, that is 100% correct. So you're loaning XR. A lot of clients we've seen, not actually taking the funds off of the platform, but using it to leverage their position and get more cryptocurrency. XR is a stable coin backed one-to-one by the rand, and you are able to do a host of things with XR. One of them, of course, being able to go through a small process and get it actually deposited into your bank account.
Okay. Now, we saw from about March or April of this year when Bitcoin dropped by about 50%. If somebody had borrowed at the peak there in, let's say, April of this year, and Bitcoin dropped by 50%, I think it was actually 54%, that would have been sufficient, do you think, to liquidate a loan had it been taken out at the very top of the market?
Kieran, it would be sufficient to liquidate a loan. But remember, there's a lot of factors that come into play before a loan is liquidated. And any client using these loans responsibly should never be in a position where they get their loan liquidated. Let me just quickly mention some of those factors. First of all, you are able to take a 20% loan, against your collateral. You are not forced to take 50%. In addition to that, you can at any stage top up the loan by putting in more collateral or putting in more of the funds that you borrowed. So the loan is fully flexible from every dimension. And if you see this drop in the market, obviously these drops, take time and you can see them coming. Topping up your loan, either adding more collateral, adding more of the token, or if you got to the point where your loan was actually liquidated, remember, the only loss that you would suffer effectively is 12% of the funds that you have borrowed. Once your loan is liquidated, your crypto will be sold to pay off that debt, and the balance will be paid back to you. So effectively, the worst case scenario is you actually sold your crypto at the price at the time and were charged a 12% penalty for doing so. So certainly liquidation of the loans is not devastating. It is really a 12% loss from the spot price at the time of liquidation.
Okay, so this hasn't been released to the broad public yet, but it has been released to some of your clients on AltCoinTrader. What's the uptake been like? And also give us a sense of why people are borrowing. You mentioned one of the reasons they're doing this, they're borrowing an XR and they're then using that to buy more crypto. So they're able to use these borrowed funds to, in fact, add to their portfolios of crypto.
That is definitely the case, Kevin. A lot of people that are knowledgeable in the crypto space have been doing this for years on decentralized exchanges. And that means simply taking a loan, buying more of the original assets, and waiting for that asset to gain in price, then selling that asset, paying off the loan, and keeping the change. So if you are at the stage where you understand how the markets move, how the markets ebb and flow, and feel confident in doing that, a lot of people have been very successful. We've also seen people on the AltCoinTrader platform being successful with that. And of course, with the recent bull run and the price of all cryptocurrencies just going up, it's very easy to do right now. Obviously, if we get into a bear market, it can be dangerous. But a lot of clients doing that, the fact that this is now on AltCoinTrader and you are able to do it in a very simple way without having to understand how to use MetaMask, how to understand the decentralized protocols, is also helping a lot of our clients get to grips with the concept of collateralized-based loans And as I said, it's very exciting. Right now in the bull market, most people are making really good gains with that. In the bear market, we will see what happens and how this affects people, because as I mentioned before, it could very likely have a negative effect.
Right. I mean, you mentioned the MetaMask, and of course, this is something that is available to people who are able to navigate the technical challenges of opening up a MetaMask wallet, and also, you know, learning how to interact with a Uniswap or a PancakeSwap or Oasis or one of these decentralized exchanges. And that can be a difficult thing. It's certainly not something that you would recommend for the average person in the street unless they really know what to do. There are YouTube videos which can explain this to you, but you can still, given the volume of funds involved, you can still make mistakes, and people have lost a lot of money, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it is a little bit tricky to say the least, especially if you are new to the space. In addition to that, you know, the regulators have recently said that clients are not allowed to send funds to decentralized exchanges or platforms that are outside of the South African border. And that, in fact, could be in contravention with the exchange controls. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this, but at this stage, that is certainly what I see the standpoint of the regulators. And by us allowing collateralized based loans within the South African borders, it certainly would look at the onset that this is more regulation friendly than clients externalizing funds to use services that are outside the borders. It's just another point to bear in mind, you know, when trying to stay within the regulations that the regulators have laid out.
Right. You have a story to share that we previously covered about buying a house for about 600,000 Rand using Ethereum as collateral. For those who don't remember that story, just remind us how that came about and what actually happened. Because you basically got this loan and this deal at a fantastic bargain price, what turned out to be a great bargain.
Kieran, that is right. Yeah, what happened at that stage is, you know, I was battling to get a loan and I had a fair amount of Ethereum, which I was able to put on Oasis and take a loan and convert that loan into rands and buy a 600,000 rand property. Now, at the point of me buying the property, I had mixed feelings whether I should go with a traditional banking finance loan or whether I should try this decentralized finance loan. And I was very happy that I used the decentralized finance loan, because what happened after that was the value of Ethereum exploded. And to make a long story short, and just to try and conceptualize this, I ended up spending what would have been the equivalent of 200,000 Rand. Had I taken a loan, of course, I would have had to sell my Ethereum and I would have used the full 600,000. But because Ethereum escalated in price so quickly over such a short period of time, I was able to sell a third of what I had put in, pay off the loan and keep the property free and clear by only selling a third of my Ethereum. So basically, depending on which way you want to look at it, getting a 600,000 rand property for 200,000 and coming away free and clear with that loan paid off.
Right. So you ended up actually paying about 200,000 rand for what was a 600,000 rand property because you benefited from the rise in Ethereum. And that's just a very interesting tale, because it does describe what can happen when you borrow and why a lot of people feel comfortable borrowing using this method that we've been talking about today. Because if you believe, as many people do, that cryptos are going to continue to rise, then you're not really in that much danger of having your loans liquidated. That danger does exist, but a lot of people would have the view that it's not a particular risk for them. Richard, can we talk a little bit about the crypto market? We hit 1 million Rand Bitcoin this week, and Ethereum is at 70, 71,000 Rand as we speak. As several other crypto assets are also hitting all-time highs. Are we in for another magnificent run in cryptos as we approach the end of the year? It's beginning to look like it was at the end of last year.
Kieran, I certainly think that we are in for an extended bull run. I say an extended bull run because we've never in the history of crypto been sort of where we are now. We are just seeing a massive uptake of institutions wanting to get cryptocurrency on their balance sheet. We're seeing cryptocurrency going mainstream like never before. We've seen major players in the marketplace like MasterCard, Visa, starting to stand up and acknowledge that they need to get involved and they need to have a stake in the crypto ecosystem. And I think all of this news that we are hearing, we're seeing very credible investors and businessmen like Michael Saylor really being pro-cryptocurrency, pro-Bitcoin. And as I said, at the risk of repeating myself, we've never been at this apex or this point in time before with cryptocurrencies. So I think that a bull run is certainly on the cards, obviously not financial advice. Obviously no one has a crypto, the crystal ball. But I think you'd have to be very naive to think that cryptocurrencies are going to not be here for the long term. They are not going to change every aspect that we know about finances and money. And even the regulators are really grappling and battling with regulation that needs to come into play because people are making so much money with cryptocurrencies. It's a good thing for the countries. It's a good thing for the tax revenue. It's a good thing all around. And I think that we need to buckle up because what we are about to see is nothing short of amazing.
Okay, and what other exciting news coming out of Altcoin Trader? You've launched some new coins. I noticed the Shibu Inu. For those who don't know, this is worth a fraction of a cent, and you gave some away to your clients. That thing has 4x'd in the last couple of months, right? Any other surprising bits of news coming out of the crypto market for you?
They are, and of course, you know, Altcoin Trader continues to grow our products and our offerings to the client. Just before I get into that, one thing which we didn't cover, which I think is pertinent on the loans, Kieran, is of course that with crypto tax becoming more and more spoken about in the media and the regulators really wanting to make sure that everyone pays their crypto tax, these crypto-backed loans allow you to access the liquidity of your loan without incurring a tax event. These days, you know, selling or trading cryptocurrency is certainly a tax event, and a lot of people are going to maybe find themselves in a situation where they are in trouble with SARS. So the loan certainly gives you some relief from that if you want to take liquidity out. To get back to your question, absolutely, you know, Altcoin Trader is putting on more and more coins. We are growing at a dramatic rate. We are very much community driven, letting the community dictate what coins they want us to put on the platform. Of course, after that, we do due diligence and make sure that we are only putting credible products on our platform because we want to make sure that there's no stage reputational damage. But we will continue to do so. We've gone through a phase of just securing our exchange once again, which has caused a slowdown of the addition of coins. But in the new year and possibly before the new year, we will be putting on new coins, possibly Solana next. Solana actually smashing it. We see new all-time highs last night with Solana. That ecosystem showing such tremendous profit. Myself and Altcoin Trader extremely bullish on the long-term future of Solana. So watch this space. You'll continually see new products, new coins, and new crypto offerings being made available to the public.
Lovely stuff. That was Richard D'Souza, the CEO of Altcoin Trader. Thanks so much, Richard, for coming on and once again for sharing your insights with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Kieran. I always appreciate being given the opportunity to address people and share my passion and my crypto expertise.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.